I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I got up this morning, just like always, and made myself a cup of coffee, and I decided to sit down at my desk, and I'm going to catch up on some reading and see what's going on Twitter and start preparing for my day, whether it's writing a column or doing a podcast for CBS Sports or a radio show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And almost immediately, I'm getting tagged and all sorts of tweets with John Rothstein, people telling me to call my friend and colleague John Rothstein and explain to him what's going on in down here in Memphis, Tennessee, because Penny Hardaway is now in charge of the Tigers, and you can't possibly pick Memphis 8th in the AAC, which is exactly where Rothstein has picked the Tigers. He picked them 8th in the AAC behind UCF, Cincinnati, Houston, SMU, Temple, UConn, and Wichita State. And so I'm getting messages on Facebook about this. I'm getting messages on Twitter about this. They're like, John Rothstein, he hates Memphis. John Rothstein don't know anything about the AAC. John Rothstein is high, so on and so forth. And so people would ask me, what do you think about this? And here's what I think. First off, to those of you who are saying John Rothstein doesn't know anything about the American Athletic Conference, let me explain something to you about John Rothstein. I would guess he knows more about the American Athletic Conference than anybody on this planet.
Wow.
Same thing for the Sun Belt. Same thing for the Big East.
Oh, wow.
Same thing for every basketball league in America.
Mm.
There is nobody who knows more. I mean this sincerely.
Yeah.
There is nobody who knows more about college basketball than John Rothstein. Nobody. It is actually weird how much he knows about college basketball.
He's not married.
Like sometimes he's unmarried and without children. But even like when I was not married and without children, like I don't know this much about anything. His level of knowledge about college basketball, the history of it, and like everything that's going on right now it's almost like Rain Man-esque.
Wow.
Like
it's like a basketball savant.
Every once in a while, producer, like, we'll all be in studio, and they'll come to me, and they're like, hey, GP, we got a Mountain West game coming up late tonight.
Right.
Need your three sleepers, or need to know your X factor for Fresno State. I'm like, hey, you need to talk to Rothstein about an X factor for Fresno State.
He knows these rosters and everything, huh?
I'm more equipped to talk to you about issues and, like, big stories. Like, when we get into – we need an X factor for San Jose State. Yeah. That's right.
St. Bonaventure, how are they looking this year?
He can give you three of them.
I gotcha.
Like,
He's all in.
Some little inside college basketball analyst stuff.
Yeah.
When we're doing highlights, whether it's in a post-game show or at a halftime or whatever, we have shot sheets. What a shot sheet is, for anybody that doesn't work in television, is that the highlight will, like, let's say it has four plays, six plays, seven plays, whatever. And these plays will be broken down, these highlights will be broken down by play, and literally in front of us it says what it is we're about to watch. So if it's Trey Young, three from the wing, in front of me on a piece of paper, as I'm doing that highlight, it'll say Trey Young hits. I could read it if I wanted to and get away with it. Most people don't. I don't, but you can. I say that to say this. Rothstein doesn't even use shot sheets. He just watches highlights, and it doesn't matter what the game is. It doesn't matter what league it is. He knows exactly what is happening. Trey Young's very easy to pick out. So is Marvin Bagley.
Sure.
I'm talking about he could be doing a Fresno State, San Jose State highlight, not have a roster or a shot sheet or anything or box score in front of him, and he can watch a play, and he can go, that is this guy, that's this guy, that's this guy, that's this guy, this guy passing to this guy.
Whoa.
It's insane.
All right. So I'm with you now.
So, like, just know this. If you think he doesn't know anything about the American Athletic Conference, you're out of your mind. He knows everything.
He knows it.
He knows everything about everything.
Good to know.
He might just be wrong because we're all wrong when we offer predictions. Go find somebody who had Ohio State at or near the top of the Big Ten last season in July of 2017. But he knows what he's talking about. I think more than anything, this is a reminder that this isn't Kentucky hiring John Calipari and him immediately flipping the roster into John Wall, DeMarcus Cousins, Eric Bledsoe, and putting himself in a position to win a national championship after just a few months on the job. Mm-hmm. Like, Penny Hardaway did flip the roster and recruited at like 50 levels higher than the previous staff was capable of doing. But, you know, Alex Lomax is not a, you know, McDonald's All-American. Tyler Harris is not a McDonald's All-American. Antoine Jones is not a McDonald's All-American. The players they enrolled are players you win with when they're sophomores and juniors and seniors, not so much when they're freshmen. So this might just be a reminder for Memphis fans who are caught up in the hysteria, and you should be. Enjoy this, because the past couple years sucked. That it's probably going to take more than a year to get Memphis basketball back to where it ought to be.
Sure.
It'll take only a year to get the building looking right, mm-hmm. and to get people excited and to get fundraising up and to get, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's already
madness
bad.
And all the marketing
it's
stuff.
It's already bad. Right. But the actual product on the floor, mm-hmm. is probably going to take more than a year. Mm-hmm. If you asked me to take over under eighth in the AAC, I think they'll be better than eighth in the AAC.
Yeah.
And I'll just base it on this. I think they've got a better roster than they had last year. Mm-hmm. They finished fifth last year. I think with a better roster, they can finish in the top seven this year. But, you know, if you asked me to put together AAC rankings, I'd probably have them third, fourth, or fifth, not eighth. But they could reasonably be eighth. And some of it might just be, I mean, look at who they're behind. UCF is clearly better on paper. Cincinnati is it's Cincinnati.
Yeah, they're good.
They're never not good. So let's just assume that they will be. Mm-hmm. Houston's got Kelvin Sampson. Whatever. SMU wasn't very good last year without Shake Milton, so they might not be good again. But we'll see. And then it's Fran Dunphy, Dan Hurley, and Greg Marshall. You know what those three guys got in common? They're all awesome basketball coaches. And Memphis, for all of the great things Penny has done so far, and there's a bunch. There are still questions about can he do the job on game day. And I would assume, without talking to John about this specifically, that he has similar questions. It might just be safer to assume Fran Dunphy's going to be good, assume Dan Hurley's going to be good, assume Greg Marshall's going to be good, than it is to assume a first-year Division I head coach is going to be good. That's a reasonable opinion. It might end up being wrong for the sake of the program. I hope it is. But it's not unreasonable. He doesn't hate Memphis. He doesn't not know what he's talking about. It's just a preseason ranking. And if you're a Memphis fan and you want to use it for bulletin board material, then I encourage you to do so.